Shin Ayin, Sif Gimel, we learned in the Mechaber, but not the Mishaburus yet. We finished the whole Mechaber, it's a long piece of Mechaber, but not the Mishaburus yet. Okay, so holding the Sif Shin Ayin, Sif Katan, Yud Ches. So we have a group of five people who are living in this large home, large building. Shoshavs and Betraklin. What's the learner? Shoshavs and Betraklin. They live here in this Traklin, in this large building. So if there's only one way out, so the three outer people of the five means the innermost one walks through four rooms of other people, the next one walks through three rooms, two rooms, etc., until you get to the outside. So the outer three people do not need to make any contribute to the Erev, and the inner two do need to. Only Shnaim HaPnimim. So the argument is because the outer ones function as a beis shar because somebody else is walking through them. But number two is a beis shar for number one. So why does number two have to contribute? The Hanu Raksha Yachid over Derek Allah, Lamikir beis shar. If only one person is walking through, that's not called a beis shar. Come on, Mr. Zion. Okay, call Echab Echab and Chayim Erev. They put the two innermost ones have to contribute into the Erev. If I never call this piece, this is the ultimate case where the separation between the rooms goes all the way up to the roof. But if, however, they do not reach the roof, and that scenario, if there the separation between room number one and room number two doesn't reach the ceiling, or within three tefachim of the ceiling, so you count rooms one and two as one, and now the rest of the rooms are beis shar, they contribute one piece kugurgus of bread to the erev between the two of them. The outer three do not need to contribute. If there's now the Mishabura, that's all talking about there's other people in the Chatzar. So there's nobody else in the Chatzar. These two live together. So they count as one. The other three are beis shar, they're not chayv anyway. So that's all you have in the whole Chatzar is these five people, so you wouldn't need anything. If there's other people in the Chatzar, then you're going to need that the two of them will contribute together one. Now, if each one had his own pesach out to the chatzur, how you call echad pesach the chatzur? Rishlam she'enam over mizels, they did not walk one through the other. Rak sheish the chol echad mechedrei pesach besuch lechatzur. Or the Rambam gave a case where they're not going directly back out to the chatzur, so they all go out to one portico, and from that one foyer, and from that foyer they all go out together. The example which you gave was over here, they all go out to a one beis shar. The example that the Shulchan Aruch gave was they're not walking through one room to the next because they're all going out. Each one has his own door out to the chatzur. We could have directly all have one door to the beis shar and one beis shar out to the chatzur. Also, be the same thing. The doors do not empty directly into the chatzur. There's a beis shar which all of the rooms open up into that beis shar. Now there's one doorway from the beis shar into the chatzur. So that's the case of the Rambam. What's the Kiddush? Rashminin Deloy Tem. Kivon Shekulam Yotzim Lechotzer Derech Pesach Echod. The Hainu Pesach Shal Beis Shaar, they all use the same exit into the Chotzer. You could have mistakenly thought Mikri Mechuborim Kulam, we deal with them as one unit. Now each one is going over the other one's territory, and therefore it's like each one's a Beis Shaar to the other one. Because practically they're not walking through the other one's apartment, through his room, just the exit to share it. Each one has its own rooms. Each one goes through the other part of the bias. They can't carry from one to the other. Unless the owner has furniture items in the rooms, because the worm shed and told him can't move, for they have a set base. So it's natural kilo kolabayas or chadorim shaloi. The whole house is his. Maybe not kaorchim etzloi ben tzichim lar. The Erev. Minyan tot the mechad of the bayas. I'm the kamas of Zion. I'm very hated. Very locha mashuk savdim b'zim. So now, I'm not sure the Mishabura's physical metzias of how this house was shaped. It sounds like he's saying that each one had a few rooms, and there was the outer rooms that they were using, apartments A, B, C. You could walk from outer room A to outer room B to outer room C. So A is walking through B and C. So the Chara, there's a problem at Beis Shaar. But since they have other rooms besides, which are private, so in that situation, each person is going to have a going with considered independent, and we'd have a need for air. But I'm not sure, you know, exactly the metzias of what this house was. Interestingly enough, the dishu
does not give any help on this.
Okay, so if the mechitzas reach within three tefachim of the roof, it's like it's totally closed off, even if the partitions are shayurim, made out of curtains. Now, the Mishabur, however, okay, in the case of curtains is only valid. Because a mechitza which moves in the wind, or could move in the wind, even though there's no wind inside, but would move in the wind, is not called a mechitza. So it has to be tied down at the bottom also. So in that situation, so each one has to contribute separately. These people which live here are going to impact the Yorim Shebechatzah, the people in the Chatzah, Imlo Avru, if they would not make an Erev with them. Shinami Ahanach Shebechraklin, Kyushan Chitzin Behem, Shemechalokis, Abshay Mechitzin's Gurus. Now he says later on, that if the Mechitzas do not reach the roof, even though vis-a-vis the Chatzah they're called independent units, vis-a-vis themselves, they're considered one. He's saying in this situation where they are totally up to the roof, we consider them separate for the people in the Chatzah and for themselves also. Kafei. If, however, if they put the, even in this situation, if you put the Erev inside of the Traklin, so now Vizier themselves, we count them as one, because they don't have to contribute. So the fact that the other people in the Chatzar have a need to contribute doesn't affect them. Ain't Tzarichim. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah Chafei Umar Ben Mechitzas Arai Ken Mechitzas Shayirias. They were talking about temporary types of Mechitzas. Then we say they're counted as one. So if they're temporary, but they reach to the roof, and the Erev is somewhere else, which they're going to have to contribute to the people in the Nechatzer, then they have to contribute separately. If the Erev is in this building, temporary Mechitzas, we count it as one. And there's no need for them to do anything. But the Ilu Chalku, but Mechitzas Gemurais, to go and show the Sorim, because had it been wood, Bavadai ain nafke mina bein erev bein etzlon bo etzlon bein yesh diur macherim bechatzur. Oh, ain diur. If the mechitzas are permanent, they're separate. So whether you put the erev in the building or not in the building doesn't make a difference. Other people in the chatzur or not doesn't make a difference. If kulayin tzrichim litzin chelik be'erev, they have to each give their own portion of the erev. I'm living in actual houses, so the actual rooms, a different ballgame. So this scenario where the mechitzas reach the roof, but the temporary mechitzas, so if you put the Erev in that building, the rule is that the building where the Erev is placed does not need to contribute, so they are all considered one for that purpose. Shekulam Dharma Vaizet. Kind of after Erev Munach Becheder Echad, even though the Erev is in one of those temporary rooms. Dami Kamancha Erev Hayamunach Eitzel Kolom. Tatikra Mechaber on the Vaisechad Kimashatachtov Hey Mechitzes Gruas. Because that what you have beneath are not. They're not permanent. The actual material of the mechitzas is very minimal. It's temporary. So we count. It's in this building. There's an air. So no need for them to contribute.
So the reason we count it as an air for the building is it because of the fact that the mechitzas grew is, or because the air happens to be in the building, or a combination of both. Combination of both. So if you didn't have one of those things, it would be, they'd all be separate.
Right. Or
if they had permanent real walls between them, so they would all be considered separate.
Correct. Let's say, however, the mechitzas do not reach the roof. So the Mishnah Berurah Chiddush, filo hay mechitzas kavuos shal nasar mavadim. Even though you made a permanent type of a separation, filo gavuos yesu mesar. Even though they're more than 10 tefachim high, they don't reach the roof. This is one big building still. So then the lach is. So if the people put it, if they put it here for sure, they don't need to do anything. If they put it somewhere else, they have to contribute, but they contribute one to the Erev. They're all one house.
The issue that it's not reaching the ceiling is it because it's a lack of privacy. It's not really private because someone can stand on a ladder and look in.
No, it doesn't reach the roof. We said this is still one roof. It's one malkum.
Okay, very good. So you're saying that forget about doing it.
Okay. Now, if some of the made mechitzas also mechitzas choftes. I mean, yes, there were some of the made mechitzas which reached the roof, and some of them did not. So the ones who did are separate. The ones who didn't are still shutfim. Hey, keep a shutfim. The ones who did not reach the roof, pirish os kulam noisin erev echad. Those people will all get one erev. The ones who reached the roof are separate.
But in my derum laman al belias mamish. For example, the huad din kishin ischal koach chaburis ayin mechitzas kaburis.
So belias mamish and the mamish separate rooms. Each one has their own loft, their own section. The same thing had been. You had actual full mechitzas down below. Couldn't show the story because of it. Kim Hashem and Gizus. If they reach the roof and they're permanent, the same thing as having separate rooms of an aliyah. So shiva chabura. Each one has to contribute separately. The fellow Kishan, the Yermacher, and Bechotzer, Sichum Nasas, and Bechotzer, is this not Mamma separate? So even if nobody else in this Chotzer, but these five people in this building, they're in separate units, each one has to contribute separately.
The
person has a malamed as a base. So now we're introducing a new idea. The fellow's living by me to teach my kids, whatever it is. He's living by me, has his own room. He's renting it, let's say. So it's a separate entity. Does he have to contribute to the area or not? Mishiyesha, Tom, Kimon Shakula Mishtamashim Bishabalabais. Bafia Ubishal, Bukhaldover. They use the same kitchen. They don't have their own separate apartment, they have a separate room. But they're part of this household. Even if they cook their own food, now that's a deal. You can use the kitchen, but you're cooking your own food, but since you use the same kitchen, they're all part of the same house.
So it doesn't have to be specifically Malam, it could be a tenant that has that he rents a room with him. That means room and board.
Obviously, he should have passed a facade kotzer.
Why does he eat some food and not some of it he takes care of himself? Like what they have nowadays at bed and breakfast, where the breakfast is served by the Bala bus, but dinner he figures out he has to get his own. How does that work?
The way I understand it, he's saying over here, let's see. We're going to see there's another connection here. The mercy of Svora, if I'm allowing you to come live here, I'm not compassionate to come live here to the extent that you should get ownership to the point that you should bother me. It's all working, but I'm not charging them to live here. I'm allowing them to use the room. It was rented out to them. I feel it was show. It was even in the case of a loan. He does his, all of his business. He's in his own room. So then, Oysun. You need a combination they are using the Bala Bais' facilities for food. So over here, they're doing b'fnei atzma, even though it's only shul. And I could argue, I'm only mashal, I'm not being mashal reshus the lesser law, but if he's separate, he's separate. The Bir Aloch over here talks about a bit longer riches of it brings in the Bir Aloch in the first brackets a swara of he's able to be misalik, to move him. So we spoke about that last time. So
the Rambam doesn't mention that concept, but the more the Tosfos mentions this idea, the source of this is the Tosfos, that since the Balabais can move them around from room to room, they have no control over, they have no reshus over that room. That's why they don't offer the Baila of Sochor, or the Soren of Sochor. The Sochor is different, it's because I rented the room, so you can't move around. If I'm Shul, so I can go from room to room. So the case where even if he does everything in his own private place, in a case where the Baal HaBayis has rishus to move them around without against their will, the example gave us is it's a hospital. Even though you're paying for the uses of the place, but the hospital maintains full rights to stop your moving around from room to room if they need. You don't need violence over the hospital per se that you're given.
You don't. You don't
get any ownership rights for the hospital room that you're in. So in that situation, this power of the Salik takes away their rishos and they don't ask. There's no need for Ruvah Katsaris. Theoretically, if that would be true by a hotel also, it would be the same thing. But generally by a hotel, I think it's not like that. Like, you know, once you're in, you can, the otherwise can't. It's constantly 122, so you know, we said we want to move you somewhere else. So, no, I want to stay here. I got to move on to 122. I want to move on to 122. The economy had that been the scenario where you could move you around indiscriminately. So, Dine Weiss has a question where he can move you around all within the same area. In other words, he maintained the rights to anybody in the first floor. He can move switch rooms in the first floor. He can't move you to the second floor. So within this chotzer, you are kavua in this chotzer. You have a right to use this hallway. This is the chotzer that you're dealing with. You're not dealing with the second floor hallway. Right? So that's right now called, it's called not being able to in the south. But if he can move you from floor to floor or whatever, from area to area, corridor to corridor, I imagine probably, in Europe, in some of the older hotels, and like that, you used to have these Jewish hotels, the stomach that that's what they did. The Baal HaBayis is the Baal HaBayis. You want to move you here, move you here, move you there, move you there. No American mice, and I'll sue you. You move me. Now, what calls as your Lahoya for the Baal HaBayis adds to the thesis, yeah. The Hokkim Mutter, the whole Gamli, can now be said base. We already said it said base. If the owner has thesis, yeah, in the room, he keeps something in the room which is not mobile on Shabbos, either because of its weight or because of its Mutter status. So he's maintaining rights to that room. We mentioned yesterday, Machlokes. No, 2 days ago, Machlokes. Rambam and other poskim. If he keeps things in the room, then he's renting you use to those things. So he keeps a bed. Every hotel keeps a bed in the room, and a refrigerator, and an iron. He's keeping things out of the room. You can't pull those things out. The books and irons and books. Right? But on the other hand, he put them there for me, not for himself. So Rochelle, that's also called, even something that he's being masked with the item also, it's still called pieces, yeah. Well, the question held not like that. If each one has his own door out to the chotzer, even though they have their own house, the malamed who lives there has his own door outside. But he should therefore create a status on the rest of the chotzer when he doesn't do the erev. That's what I could have thought. He says, no, they don't affect the Anshei Chotzer, they don't affect the Baal HaBayis, they don't affect each Malam, doesn't affect the other one. Dalit. They would have a communal dining hall. Even at least one has his own house. And they should hang they're all one household. If they needed to join together with another group, they're one, they give one, they contribute one bread. Not each person giving his own.
And we're saying that do we mean that they bought, like when they rent the room, they're renting it with board, and the balabas is going to cook the food for them and serve it to them? Or does that mean that there's a sign on the hotel, you can't eat in the room, you got to eat in the dining room, you can't bring food up into your room?
No, you could bring
it. But you have to, you can't, but now I'm not going to serve you the food. You're going to bring your own food and put it in the dining room. You're not going to eat it. Is that going to mean that too?
But each person gets his own food.
Oh, it is his own food.
Right, his own food.
Oh, it's not, the Malabas is not bringing, giving him the food. Is that right.
Even so, since they eat in one makom, that they share their dining experience, the kibbutz, they have one dining hall. Even each person pays his own food, brings his own food, whatever it is.
Not a kibbutz,
a moshav. Okay.
Once if one person says, you know what, I don't appreciate the company, I'd rather eat my room. Does he ruin it for the rest of it?
If he does it regularly, he does not join them.
He what?
He normally does not join them.
Yeah, let's say he normally doesn't join
them. He creates a problem.
He creates a problem for them.
Having been on a kibbutz, that is the norm these days.
But they say,
what, it's the norm that they eat together?
No, that people have an op, or that at least people leave, people have the people don't feel obligated some people will eat in their own house.
Yeah, that's the more recent kibbutz. The old times there was no option. It was like you had to do it normally. But then again, but the kibbutz served you the food. I mean, it was their food. So it's a little different than this.
Different, right.
This is more like a yeshiva dining room where they don't necessarily, some people, you can buy the school lunch, but you don't have to. You can bring your lunch from home.
But you eat in one place.
Yeah.
There's other people in the chutz besides this group. So this group, or they're joining another chutz. They don't have to contribute to the buy shem nicha beir. So they have to buy the kibay zechon in the shul.
Which this imaginary sliding wall?
Even at their own table, it's one hall. I mean, so that the Yeshiva Cheder was thing. I think these seats in a different room. Erech on the Kula. Well, they must keep enough seconds. They look at my Kudosa. Since there's no separate partition, I became the Yeshiva Shoshov. So the truck was the case we had before.
What does it mean, the Cheder Echad, Kolecha, Osimana? What does that seem to like?
It's one hall.
But everyone has their own table.
There's their own table. But since there's no partition.
Oh, okay. So it's like small tables, like,
so each family has their own
table.
Table. Still, it's called eat together. That would be a person, the father, the villa, and the family. Sometimes maybe they'll want to have a private meal. They'll put up some type of person.
You mean the curtain is not the kriyas?
Correct. Shura lama bab erchon ashulchan echad. Abi shulachan oichu mishulah. Even though each person brings his own food, we deal with it as one unit. Yes, decided to be out to the lean over the shower, touch the shower, took them out. They sleep there, they do other things there. But they eat in the hall. So they give one contribution of bread. One person can do it for all of them. He doesn't have to do skia. It's not a word of skia. There's only a skia of to give one bread, and he did it for everybody. If you compare that to the case we had before in the previous SIF, where the Shnaklin reached, in the case where the five people were dead in the one large building, see if the Armachitzes, as long as they don't reach the roof, it doesn't separate. Even if you put a veil in there, since it's not their bikvia, the same person who saw Ella Kishosh and Dabrit Street, they only put it there when they want some privacy. Person eats in one. He lives. He has one house where he lives, but he eats in a different house. If you're a shum voice, so that's a tsunami kotzer, kotzeros. He lives, he sleeps, he spends the night in the kotzer A, and he eats in kotzer B. If he doesn't contribute to the air of kotzer B, he would not allow him to carry. He does not need to contribute to the air of kotzer A, because that's not where he eats. He eats in the kotzer B. So the kotzer where he eats, that's where he has to contribute. Because Malkam Achila is there.
It's a different group. Like, there's different people that. It's not like to say. It's not like house. Two buildings, and one is the sleeping area, one is the eating area. No, it's like they're coming from different places moving in.
No, there's. I own two houses. I spend the nights in house A, and I have my take my meals in house B.
Uh-huh.
So now house B is in a different kotzer than house A. So I'm going to impact kotzer B, house B, not kotzer A. Okay, the hill kotzer. And so they all get together to the father's house for the meals, even though they have separate houses where they live. So they all have one place where they eat, so they're not going to house from each other. That's their house where they eat. So back in the Chatzar B, in the Chatzar A, where they sleep, spend the night, so well, they don't have to contribute to that A, because they don't eat there. If, however, what happens is they come to the father's house, he gives them the food, and they take it home to their house, and they eat it there, even though they eat from the father's table, but they eat here. So here is where they have to contribute. So I assume they're not. But comes a connection. That's a case where the bread of the chotzer is being placed in house X, not in their house. However, if one of these houses amongst these brothers is where the Erev is placed, so then we said that much is true, since they all share a common source for the food, they do not answer each other. Once they, one of them has to contribute, they all have to contribute. Once one of them does not have to contribute because he's where they put the Erev, they, none of them has to contribute. That much is true, that they're considered one in regards to that. Oh, Shani Bahem Dirbaka. Let's say that there's a father and five sons, and they live in six different houses in the same house. Every morning they knock at the father's house, he gives them food, they go home to their own houses and eat. That's it, that's the whole cause. There's no need for an heir. Because that much the common source of food would accomplish. So they don't affect the thoughts of where they sleep. They don't eat there. And they eat by their father. They're all part of the father's heir. But he contributes like they contribute. Or they don't need their heir. Pras doesn't necessarily mean a piece of bread. It means the portion. It can be the money or the bread in the same dish. So in that situation, then they affect other people. They also affect each other. Even though they live together with the father in the same house, they don't actually eat by the father's table. And there's other people in the family. When do we say Shikabola's pras and oil? The fact that they have a common source for the food doesn't help to make them one. It's because Shachutz Minahak and Raviyam, how you oid the Urim Bechatzer. There's other people there. Who's going to the Urim? There, an Arab has to take place either. Vinichoy Soy, Eitzel Ethan, Mayad the Urim, but the Arab one of other people. Doesn't mean on the Tashem, Shashar, the Urim, Osizel, in the Holy Urim. The same way the other people in the Chatzer must contribute. Inunami Asidur, they also have to contribute. If there's nobody else there, then Hema Atzman Amos Kikan Leir, they do not need an heir. Why the whole Shemakabal and Al Kaponim Pras may have here? They only have the same source. Av Makabran would start from Leos Kishach, and that makes them like one unit. Or alternatively, there were other people there, but they put the Erev in the house of one of the brothers. So that brother does not need to contribute. And we say, Arena, he doesn't have to give because he's the house where they put it. So other brothers are equal to him because they all have a common source for their food. Therefore, they don't have to contribute either. That should be put by the father. It should be put by one of the brothers. Now, the church brings it actually. Rashi sounds like no, it's only should be put by the father. So, her father makes a lot of sense. Put it by the father. He's the source of all of their food, even though they don't eat by him. He's the source of all of their food, and he doesn't need to contribute. They're considered bigger after him. By one of the brothers, that's a bigger chiddush. So the Shabur is still being like, Kriya, now even one of the brothers would be enough.
You don't have to eat in the same place.
Even though they eat in different places. Since they have one source, A, and one of them is not contributing to the Arab because they put the Arab by him. The person where the Arab is placed does not need to contribute. She says, well, he, the other brothers are the same as him. So, it's a law, but that much they consider one, the fact that they have one source for all of their food, even though they eat in different places. Okay, this is at least from a cover involved. Ishiesh le chamisha noshim, le chamisha avodim, le kav menopras, olech le ergum abesim. He has five wives, and each one has their own house, or he has servants, each one has a place where they have their own quarters, but they got the food from this house, they take it to there. Okay, the Talmud of a couple of Mekras, Merav, Bechel, and Beisoy, they have arranged that Tamina will be learned by Rebbe. Each one takes the food and goes back to his place where he stays and eats it there. So again, it was themselves that in Amy by having zero of a concert of Arab West. So they're the same thing. Since they have one source, there's nobody else in the concert with them, or if the air is placed by them, one of them, they don't need the contributors, and none of them need the contributors, even it's not brothers. It's not in the case of father and sons. It could be a husband with wives, it could be a master with servants. Be the same. So the women or the servants are being nimshak after the husband or the master. Avodim, avodim, mishorsim, avodim. It sounds like a kinyan. Mishorsim means like Jewish servants. Either way, imay. Kavay etzol achem. I said, hey. Again, they are there's some connection between the father to the sons to the father, the wife to the husband, the talmud to the rebbe, the servants to the master. What means the guy he has a soup kitchen. So everybody that cuts are using the same soup kitchen. They get the food from the soup kitchen. They go home and eat. Davol elu boel pras. The fish shem b'mshachem acharein. Ba'onu the almond the kav pras mechaberu. And well, cloud. The fact that you give me food, if I don't eat it with you, that doesn't help. You have to say there's some way, there's some connection, he's representative of that. I must have an independent in person. If we all eat together, it's one thing.
If you gotta exert after the beer,
there is one issue along the lines of, and the example she gives over here is a bracha in a yeshiva. But the yeshiva gives a stipend, and each buys food and eats in their room. So even though they get the stipend from the same source, do you say this idea that they're considered nimshach after the? She says, so the Rosh Hashiva who's their rabbi, he said the nimshach. So the Rosh Hashiva would be the source of their money. But if the source of the money is not the Rosh Hashiva, but the yeshiva, he doesn't own the yeshiva, then they're considered independent. They would have to move into their containers, be able to carry in the building. What would be if Rashiva is the source? We'd have to live with that. So that's the child which the Bir Lachan deals with in the previous sentence. If the father gives them, they live in a different culture other than the father's culture. So they're unified with the father, but not with the father. So can you say they're nimshach after the father because he offers one or not? So that's Makhlokes Rishon. Okay.